KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
Our next guest on ABQ Connect, Lisa Anderson, joins us. She's the director of Young Adults and Boundless at Focus on the Family, and has some great insight and advice on the topic of singles heading into the wedding season. And we're going to get into that. And let me kind of set up for those listening what you can expect. If you're single, we're gonna spend some time talking to you first and how to best prepare for this season we're heading into. And then later in our conversation, speak to those who will be hopefully supporting and encouraging that demographic again as we head into that season. But before we do that, Lisa Anderson, welcome on to ABQ Connect.
Hey, Steve. It is always great to join you. So thanks for the privilege.
And before we jump into our topic for today, let's touch a little bit on Boundless and Focus on the Family. I know, I'm pretty sure you didn't start at Focus on the Family at Boundless, but found your way there. And yep. For those not familiar with the ministry of Boundless, give them a little synopsis of what's available to them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, of course, we are the best thing that Focus does. I like to say that. No bias, of course, there. But it's interesting because I think a lot of people don't realize that Focus has a ministry specifically for young adults. And so we're talking college through 30-somethings, kind of that young professional demographic is really our sweet spot. And so our goal is to help young adults grow in maturity towards adulthood in three specific areas. Life, so that kind of entails everything that people call adulting. So career, finances, personal growth, your own mental health, what it looks like to show up and take responsibility for yourself. So that area, plus relationships. So that could be dating, it could be marriage prep, it could be your relationship with your parents as an adult. Kind of that's a tricky space for a lot of coming of age young adults. It could be friendship. That's a big topic we talk about. And then obviously faith. So personal spiritual growth, your involvement with the church, evangelism, discipleship, service, all of that. So it's really a fun opportunity for us to disciple what is now really two generations, millennials and now Gen Z as well.
Well, and thank you for your hard work at Boundless. And I want to encourage our listeners to find them online. The nice part is you don't have to go to, you know, something / underscore. Just go to boundless.org and find the various resources available to you there. It's quite a resource, Lisa. And again, thank you for your team and yourself and all the hard work there. There's a lot of great resources that the listeners can go find there. Now, with that, let's jump right into ABQ Connect, the best part of programming on KLYT during the day.
There you go.
Let's talk to those that are single as we head into the wedding season. And one of the things, Lisa, I wanted to bring up is it's kind of, you know, it's game time. When you head into a game as an athlete, you know, you mentally prepare. And I'm sure that there's some things singles can do as we head into that season.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, this is where it's kind of nice that you likened it to game time, because it really is like your presence at weddings, especially for singles for whom being single is hard. This is a hard season. You don't want it to hit you like the flu. Okay, so you don't want to wake up and all of a sudden you have wedding invitations and you have friends or family members and you're like, well, I'm obligated to go, but I'm going to hate it. You want to take some time and space to process your own feelings, because there are a lot of singles out there, Steve, who would love to not be single. And so this can be a really hard, you know, time on their hearts. And so I say to singles, you know, figure out really your game plan. In essence, what is this going to look like? Because first of all, we have to recognize that for us as singles, I'm single as well, you know, this on any level, this is not our day. This is about rejoicing with those who rejoice and celebrating others and recognizing that, you know, we know that God has good things for us too. But it's also a time to be okay with taking a little space and grieving. You know, it's not, you don't want to just paste on a happy face and act like it doesn't matter, because it is hard. But that's why I love pointing singles to the Psalms, because God explicitly says to pour out our complaint to him. And so, you know, what we don't want to do is gripe at everyone else or the people who are getting married, or, you know, be that Debbie Downer. And so it is okay to wrestle with the emotions and be okay with where you are. And so I think that, you know, takes some forethought. It takes some planning. It takes some resting and trusting God. There was a season several years ago now, Steve, where, believe it or not, in a year and a half, I attended 14 weddings, and wow, I was in about half of them. So not only are we talking about, like, is it ever going to be my turn, but the sheer expense and the sheer, like, feeling like this is back burner, you know, I'm again, like, am I only going to celebrate other people? I've only half jokingly told a lot of my friends that if it comes to be my turn, they better just hire an event company, because they so owe me for all the things I've done for them. But again, it is one of those things where we have to recognize that God calls us to trust him with our hearts. And in that way, then we can, even though it's hard and even though it will require intention, we can set our faces towards our friends, our loved ones, others who are celebrating, and we can join in the celebration.
Yeah, Lisa, as I listen to you, I hear a lot of biblical principles being put forth, and we know, you know, whether someone is a believer in Christ or not, practicing biblical principles are healthy, and usually not, they're the route to go. Can you speak a little bit to, you know, maybe to those who don't have that relationship with Christ, and how maybe starting with a relationship there could change your outlook on any trial you're going through, including dealing with these feelings heading into the wedding season?
Yeah. Well, this is why I always say, I mean, if anyone who doesn't truly understand the gospel, it's like, this is why you need to get on this page and figure out what Jesus actually promises. Because, for example, any situation in life, and we can take this, you know, the desire to be married, the desire to be in a healthy, stable relationship, God is the only one who has promises around that, namely that he is both sovereign. He's got everything under his control. He knows the backwards and forwards of a situation. He is back in time. He is in the future, and he is right beside us. So he is sovereign. He is completely in control. But the best part is he's also good. He always has our good at heart, and his intentions for us and his heart toward us is good. And so if that isn't something that you want to put all your eggs in that basket, I don't know what you're doing, and I don't even know how you're walking through life, because I could use singleness as an example. I could use the deaths of my parents as an example. I could use job dramas. I mean, we will experience life in our lifetime in ways that are hard, ways that are, you know, we will feel betrayed. We will feel left behind. And it is just a good reason to say, there is nothing I can put my hope in this world but Jesus Christ himself. And so, you know, again, you can apply it across the board, and I think we all should.
Amen. Well, now let's go back to speaking directly to the singles that are preparing for this wedding season and attending events that you may be uncomfortable, or they may not be prepared for. Now, I'm going to go back to sports analogy. I played baseball as a young man, and clearly to this day, I remember, no matter what position I was playing in the field, okay, if the ball gets hit, what am I going to do? You know, with a guy on first, guy on third, two outs, what am I going to do? You know, and there, you know, every time prior to something happening, the idea was to, you know, practice makes permanent. So knee-jerk reaction, to be prepared for the inevitability of questions that arise, some that may be properly addressed. And quite honestly, I'm imagining going to these events, there's people that are like, really? what would you tell someone in way of preparation for the season?
Yeah. I mean, again, first off, singles, think through like what the vibe of this wedding may be. I mean, this may be a friend you're really close to. This may be a coworker. It may be some, you know, sometimes it's harder to go because you are closer to the people and you feel like you're going to get questions. In fact, I was just at a wedding a week and a half ago, Steve, and a precious older woman like was just blurted it out like, Lisa, when is it going to be your turn? Like, why aren't you married yet? And it's kind of not the question I want to answer in the middle of a wedding reception. Yeah. But people have good intentions. And so we have to reframe it as like, they're not out to get us. They're not out to shame us. So we have to go in with that mindset. Also thinking in terms of how is this going to play out? Were you invited with a plus one? You might want to just bring a wingman or woman. You might want to just bring a friend. This is not the time to bring that guy that you wish would ask you out. I mean, and, you know, and make it some big drama fest of like, you know, when could this be me? Or, you know, ask an old boyfriend or something like that. Make it something that will make you comfortable, someone that you get along with, someone that can kind of be that, like, you're not going to be standing alone awkwardly because this person will come with you. Now, it might be if it's a friend group, you know, you can go and you can hang out with some people because they're going to be your friends and you might just get into conversations with them. And that's good, too. And so look at it that way, as this is a chance to connect with people, to celebrate your friends, to be, you know, again, we have to think this is not about us. This is not our day. And marriage is a covenant between two people. And we have got to celebrate that. At its core, marriage is a worship service. You know, it's a sacrament. And so we need to not trivialize it by just saying that it's going to be a, you know, a grouping of a bunch of couples and then some spares, you know. So I think that's really helpful. Another practical piece of advice I have is, you know, I referenced kind of the expense around weddings. Get your plan ahead of time as to what your budget's going to be, what that's going to look like, how you are going to do gifts and travel if you need to, and obviously showers or bachelor parties, because that does add up and you don't want to harbor resentment for your part in something that, you know, ultimately you hopefully do want to be part of. And so it's just kind of that idea of like knowing, just look around when you arrive at the wedding and find out who your people are, start some conversations, you know, be that person who's inquisitive about other people, and that can kind of set you at ease as well.
Very good. Well, Lisa, some great insight for singles to consider as we head into the wedding season, and hope to get some more insight from you. Can you stay with us through a break?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, we're visiting with Lisa Anderson. She's the director of Young Adults and Boundless at Focus on the Family. I want to throw back out there to you the website, boundless.org, to find out more about what Lisa and her team are doing there. A lot of great resources available. And we've been speaking primarily to singles up to this point. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're talking to the rest of you. We'll be back right after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect.
All right, our continuing discussion with Lisa Anderson. She's the director of Young Adults and Boundless at Focus on the Family. Our conversation today really focused around singles headed into the wedding season and how to handle those, you know, those conversations and events and what have you. And our first segment really focused on talking to those singles. Want to spend some time now actually talking, well, honestly, to the rest. Now, I say the rest, Lisa, and that could that include other singles that may not, you know, be dialed into how, you know, I guess there shouldn't be assumptions. Well, I'm single too, so, you know, this is how I feel. You should too. That and then obviously those that are not single and how to be considerate of those that are, you know, you'll come in contact with during these events. And, you know, the reality that the singles face during the wedding season, let's talk about what that not, well, we've really talked about what it's like, but let's talk about what it's, you know, Well, the people that maybe didn't consider these conversations and make us, you know, I was thinking before our conversation, even some of the things at the wedding, like, okay, here comes the garter, here comes the flowers, you know, yeah. Gather around. It's like, oh, okay. So, you know, kind of putting me right out there, huh?
Yeah. Well, and I've been to my share of amazing weddings and receptions, Steve, and I've been to my share of cringeworthy ones as well. And so, you know, if I were thinking of like the bride and groom who might be listening, maybe they have an engagement planned, or maybe it's parents of the bride and groom and they're going to give some input, or friends or church people and what it looks like for them to show up. And even as you alluded, I mean, a great person to have at a wedding or in a reception is a single person who's content in their singleness and can just be that joyful addition to be like, you know what? This is how I'm showing up, and I really want to set the standard here for how we can, as I said before, rejoice with those who rejoice. So just a couple of thoughts. Let's talk about, you know, those who are planning the wedding, the bride and groom, the wedding party, the parents who are throwing this bash, keeping singles in mind. The first bit of advice I would have is when you're thinking through, obviously, the invitations, definitely consider if it is financially feasible, allowing everyone to bring that plus one. So that makes a big difference for single people when they know that they can bring someone that they know, they can sit with, they can have a conversation with. I was at a wedding not too long ago where they basically, for financial reasons, said, well, if you're married, you can bring your spouse, but no one else can. And so again, it sets a dividing line. It makes it, you know, it makes an offense for people who maybe are single again. Maybe they walked through a divorce and now they feel double stung by the fact that that's being, you know, they're being reminded of that, as well as, and by the way, you're just single, so you got to come by yourself. So that's just a very thoughtful way of approaching that. The other thing is at the reception, put groupings of friends together, and including married couples and singles. So don't put the singles at a separate table like it's the kids' table, like they're supposed to just hang out with all the junior hires. Mix it up and put people together who know people or have commonalities, and it just makes it much more of a spirited and fun environment. So that's just something to keep in mind. You mentioned the bouquet toss and the garter. If it were up to me, Steve, we would cut these out of receptions altogether. They are awkward. Why are we doing them? What is the purpose? This is an old tradition that no one likes. I actually, believe it or not, was at a wedding reception where I went to the women's restroom, and I heard from within the restroom the DJ on the mic saying, where's Lisa Anderson? We need her for the bouquet toss. Like I was the singleness poster child,
right.
Who like, and I come out of the restroom and that they literally put a spot on me as I made my way to the floor. Like, you know, Lisa, she's fun. She has to show up and do this and do, you know, and so it's just like, what are we even doing? And then I'm out there, you know, obligatory with all the junior high girls who are eager to catch a bouquet. So it's just weird. If you can get away with it, don't do it. In its place, I will tell you what a wedding I went to that I thought was awesome. The centerpieces at the reception, the married couple gave all of those to the single women who were there. So every single woman went home with a bouquet of flowers and a centerpiece that was just a nod to say, we see you, we hear you, you matter to us. And it was just so special and so sweet. So out of the box ideas that do that, that acknowledge people and love people is really great. And then too, just like the types of activities that you do, even, you know, if there's going to be dancing at the reception or whatever, don't make it all these random couple slow dances. Have some fun stuff where people can just get up and jump around or be part of it, you know, whatever. If they're silly, you know, some people now are moving outdoors and doing lawn games or whatever. Make it fun for the group. And again, just a very spirited, celebratory environment that doesn't exclude anyone. So there are ways to make it happen. And we just have to put a little thought into it. And again, I would say too, now this is for the one idea for anyone who's attending the wedding who may not be single. Seek out the single people and start up a conversation with them. That is not, when is it your turn? Okay.
Right.
So you maybe you'll ask them about their career or ask them about a recent trip they took or a hobby, or just don't say like the only thing that's important to talk about here is your relationship status. I mean, we're all bigger than that. I'm bigger than my singleness. You're bigger than your marriage. God has big plans for us, regardless of whether we're married or single. And so we can maybe talk about those things as well.
Yeah, I really like a couple of those thoughts. I love the idea of a gift for the single ladies, and maybe, you know, consider something you can do for those single guys. Mm-hmm. The thought of, you know, a conversation being about, almost more driven by the single person. It's akin to what I think of when I've done a lot of business networking, and really good business networking is when you meet someone from another business, not to figure out how they can help your business and buy something from you, but to listen to them and learn about what they're doing. It's a genuine interest and what's important to them, and it's relationship building. And I really like some of that insight. And I think it's very applicable for those that are going to be connecting with single people during this wedding season. A couple of things that came to mind, and I'm trying to get in the head of the listener is thinking, okay, how can I be sensitive and loving towards a single person at these events during this season? Now, I'm 37 years in to my marriage, and honestly, we were very young. I would have a very hard time getting myself back to a single-mindedness, and let alone how much things have changed in that world in those years. The other thing, so I'll have you address that, but the other thing to consider too is, there's plenty of people that are, I would hope, are prepared to be sensitive in this area, but don't toss out your sensitivity with things like, well, they're 19. Come on. How much could that matter to them right now? Could you address both of those?
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's where, you know, we really have to be sensitive to the way that we address this, because it's, you don't want to disparage anyone or make them feel less than. I get back to like why we have a wedding in the first place. I mean, ultimately we are here to witness and celebrate a covenant that represents Christ in the church. And so we're doing that, and that's a very sacred moment. In tandem with that, we are saying and acknowledging publicly that we are here to support that marriage. So, you know, whether they're a young couple just starting out and they're wet behind the ears and just clueless, or whether they are now getting married again, you know, it's so interesting, Steve. I have so many singles who have gone through divorce or whatever, and they'll tell me, well, Lisa, I'm sure God already gave me my chance and he won't give me another chance. I blew it. And we know that that's not true and that's not biblical. And so I think moving through that space and being that person who's like, yeah, what does it look like for us to look at this wedding and really realize it as a picture of the family of God and how we all serve unique parts. We all have the ability to show up and love others and use our giftings in a way that will encourage others and send them on their way. And so that's a way for us to all be doing that.
Well, we appreciate Lisa Anderson, your time. Lisa's the director of Young Adults and Boundless at Focus on the Family. And actually, Lisa, before we put a close on this, I don't want to bring it to an abrupt end. If there's anything else you'd like to share before we close our time.
Oh, yeah. I mean, again, I would just say, I think there are principles here we're talking about in weddings, but this applies to just life in the church too. You know, I would love it if we all look around and recognize that marrieds need singles, singles need marrieds, older generations need younger generations. It's such a great picture of the body of Christ and of the church and how, you know, no one can serve God better because they're married versus single versus, you know, we're all given unique situations. organizations that have hard stuff and have good stuff. And so let's support one another and encourage one another in that road. And that's what we're trying to do at Boundless. So if folks come, or maybe you have a young adult child or grandchild, tell them about boundless.org, because we have articles, we have a group blog, we have a weekly show, we have our social media where they can be really feel part of a community, even if they feel left out in their churches a little bit. You know, a lot of singles say, well, it's programmed for marriages and families. There's not really a place for me. And I say to them, don't stop going to church. The local church is where you need to be plugged in. But at the same time, Boundless can be here as a resource for you, a community for you to help walk out your faith with confidence and joy.
Oh, and with that, Lisa, again, thanks to you and the staff at Boundless for providing that content. Boundless.org is where to go. We appreciate all that they are doing, along with the rest of the various ministries that focus on the family. Lisa, an open invite. I would love to have you back on if there's any way we can be a megaphone for the work you're doing at Boundless.
Perfect. We would love it. Thanks so much, Steve.
And thanks for joining us on ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.